I'm speaking with Rob Beale of Morris Owen. Rob, as we start a new year, there's been an awful lot of development work going on in and around Swindon in 2021. So let's have a little reflection on that and where we think the town will be in 2022. So investment in infrastructure has been quite huge. Still lots and lots of road work still to be completed, but that's got to be a real positive thing for the town. And is that going to help? Is this in this year, do you think, in 2022?
Yeah, I think it will do. I think what you've got is you've got Swindon as a local economy tends to do well. The infrastructure is something that perhaps is overdue, but has been really necessary and continues to be necessary in terms of growth of the town. So I think all of that is very positive. I guess if I'm going to sound negative, the problem with Swindon is it lacks the centre, and the town centre has been falling behind for a long period of time. And the difficulty there is because it's privately owned. Swindon Borough Council, if you like, get the grief as a result of people's views of the town centre, but they don't own it, so they can't force matters to happen. But I think actually, if you want Swindon to be a vibrant town that's got a heart, it's got to have a centre that allows people to go there and start to pull together.
Yeah, absolutely. So we deter or the, what not what well collectively, and I say we, the council, I guess, decided not to apply for city status. Do you think that was the right thing? In retrospect, the reasons that I were given was that, you know, it wasn't the right time, and there's lots of things that we can do to move the town forward as a town rather than worry about applying for city status. Do you think that's a negative in any way?
No, I actually think the council got the right decision. I think what you've got to do is to win the hearts and minds so that actually going for city status becomes a natural thing to do as a result of how the town is feeling and the vibrancy within the town. And I think there was a disconnect between potentially going for city status and actually how people view Swindon at the moment. So I'm very supportive that I think they got it right. I think continue to put the infrastructure in, continue to do the development. If they can work with the private landlords in terms of bringing the town centre forward, actually then Swindon becomes a much more attractive proposition to go for city status.
No, absolutely. The college merger has taken place. Obviously, it's working in progress, working through as those two sort of cultures combine. There's lots of different forms of employment on the in the advent, really, I guess, with you know, Hong Legong and these distribution warehouses opening up, Amazon and what have you. What sort of town do you think Swindon is going to become?
I think there's going to be a mix of jobs created as a result of the various businesses coming to Swindon. And what's really important is that we have the right staffing within the town and the right training within the town in order to provide the workforce for the future for those new jobs that's going to come through. And I guess going back to your comment about the merger between the two colleges, you've got the Institute of Technology now. Actually, it was exactly the right thing to do and was probably long overdue because I think strategically, education is so important to develop the skill set for the next generation of workers. And I think the college plays such a massive role, linking in with the sixth form and the schools, to be saying to the business leaders, what's the outlook? What's the plans for the future? What do we need to be training people to be able to do? You know, the job in 10 years' time probably don't exist now in a lot of cases. And I think there's an opportunity there to start thinking about that. You know, my 12-year-old son, when he gets a job in the future, now's the time to start honing the skill set over the course of the next 6, 7, 8 years so that he is ready to provide part of the workforce for those jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's an interesting scenario, isn't it? That employment has traditionally been very high in Swindon. So consequently, the application for advanced education, higher education, has been low because school leavers could get employment pretty quickly. And then when you think of the potential change in employment with lots of, let's call them blue collar jobs, I don't know what some of those jobs will be. Certainly take your point about quite a few jobs. We don't know what they're going to look like as technology develops. And so I'm not doing a particular disservice, but let's just take delivery, you know, jobs, of which you're having a big Amazon depot. There's going to be lots of driving jobs, you know, an Ocado depot just down the road. There's lots of driving jobs around. So there's still likely to be, still likely to be lots of jobs around. But what we kind of want, I guess, is alongside that employment, we also want the cultural development, don't we, and the educational development that sees everything increase and not just default to, well, I can earn more money driving for Ocado than I can, you know, as a design engineer, you know, in the first 5 years. So I'm going to jump into that role, which I suspect certainly, you know, probably 30, 40 years was the case. And I guess that's what I'm kind of striving to understand in the context of what decisions do, you know, should people, employers, education establishments, the council make to try and create the town that we want Swindon to be, rather than what Swindon might evolve to if we let natural causes take place. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think Swindon Borough Council, and it recognises it, has the job to steer the what Swindon's going to become by trying to encourage the types of businesses that are going to come into the town.
Yeah.
You know, what does Swindon want to look like in 10, 15 years' time? What's it going to be known for? What type of work? What type of jobs? And I think if it can then be talking to try and bring those types of businesses into the town, then linking that with the educational sector, we can start to make sure that we've got the workforce that's fit for purpose to actually provide and encourage the jobs in. You know, your point is very well made in terms of we for years we've had very high levels of employment, and over the years there's been major employers that have made the comment, you know, if we were going to think about relocating today, we wouldn't come to Swindon because it's so difficult to get labour. Mm. Well, now's the opportunity to plan that in the future and then start to backfilling it. There's always going to need to be a mix of different types of jobs and different types of roles. And, you know, people have different skill sets as well. There's the people that are good educationally. There's the people that are good at practically. And I think we've got to stop looking at jobs and qualifications based on, oh, whether academic is better than technical. Actually, what we need is that vibrant mix that allows the new employers to come to the town and say, we can get our accountants, we can get our people, our plumbers, we can get our electricians, and they form that blend that means we can have a successful business here. And that's to everyone's benefit.
Absolutely. Rob Beale, Maurice Owen, always good to talk to you. Thanks very much, and have a great 2022.
And you.